The topic for today is the Isser of Sava L'chaim. It comes up here in the Gemara Derech Agav, more than Mem Aleph. Vrachos Amar Rav Asur LaAdam SheYochal Kodem SheYitein Ma'achal VeHemto. Shneimar V'Nesati Esav V'Sadcha LeVemtecha V'Hadar V'Achal V'Savata. So Rav teaches that you can't eat in the morning before you feed your animals, because the pasuk says first you give Esav V'Sadcha LeVemtecha and then you eat. So there's a machlokas how to understand this halacha, what the reason for this is. But the pashas is didn't sarve alechaim. We don't want to starve the animal. When you're busy eating, you have to first make sure the animals are eating. If you look here at the second makor, the Sefer Charedim, he quotes the statement of he's named Yehuda Merav, a little different than our Gemara. Asal adam shiitam klum kodem shiitein makal behemto. It's also interesting. Is it yitam klum or is it shiocha? It didn't to ima discussion. It's in Gemara's already fine. So he says it's because of Sava L'chaim. So the Furash here in the Sefer Charedim, that's the Pashtus. Rav Kook had a different understanding. He thought that maybe this is a din in Hakaras HaTov that the animals provide for us. So it's Paskin Mishlei, Rov Tvuas B'Koch HaShor. So we have to somehow have Shor Hakaras HaTov. That's like a more technical understanding. Or maybe more fundamentally, he argued that, you know, the first thing you do in the morning, you do a Maisa Mitzvah. The animals, they're Magushim, so they eat. We do a Maisa Mitzvah first to try to highlight the unique status of a person, Lumat, an animal. In any case, the Pashas is in Sava L'chaim, and I want to explore this halacha, Sava L'chaim, for a few minutes. The basic question could be asked of Sava L'chaim.
You tell me, what's the basic question?
Sar Bale Chaim. The moment almost there. What's the issue of Sarva L'chaim? What question is worth analyzing? There's a Hagara of the Isser. Rabbanan, that's a very basic fundamental question, the level of Isser. But in terms of the Hagdara of this, well, what does the Torah not want us to do?
It's physically hurting now?
Physically hurting, as opposed to?
Not mentally, but a sort of deranged, you know, not feeding them and taking them away from their children, you know, like also espinel, shefting the child on the same day, things like that.
So there's physical pain, and then there's also emotional. Okay, I hear. We have to analyze. Sorry, we can't. It's hard to sit an animal on a couch and, you know, give them therapy. So, I assume that there's some type of emotional. You can see his eyes. I mean, the dog, you know. Fine. Anything else?
It's also very timing because there's actually a cat on -1.
Cat was stuck.
It's still there?
It's still there. You're thinking, oh, so that's the question I want to analyze.
We could take a field trip.
I want to analyze that question. Is the Isser, an Isser in the Maisa, what do I mean by Isser Maisa?
Via dying.
As opposed to saying, well, what's the other side?
That if I see an animal in pain.
Now, how are you defining it halachically?
Totsah.
Meaning, is it that there's a chiyu to Bimunea tzar from animals? Or is it that there's only an iser to hurt animals? But if Yossi is walking up the stairs of the Kol apartments and he sees a cat stuck, where was it stuck?
In this building.
It's stuck on a fence, stuck somewhere. So you have an obligation to stop what you're doing and to save the animal from pain. So Bimunea, right? So it's all right here over here. Monea, Vimnoa. We know a tsar, or the iser is letsa'er, to actively, right? Active or passive. Okay? That's the question I want to analyze. So this is a machlokas. It's a machlokas in the really earlier sources. I have here over here on the sheet two achronim who deal with this dish explicitly. If you look at the Shulchan Aruch Rav, so he gives us great nachminas from the get-go. Hefker, it's a cat. It's nobody's cat. Do you see the cat suffering? What do? You save it from suffering. And then he writes, of course, it's asur to actively mitzar an animal. But included in this is, you have to dike, when it says, he's saying that the tsar, the adayim is doraisa, and the other one is drabanan. These are discussed Well, we'll get to it. It could be it's what he's getting at too. But he certainly assumes, at least midrabbanan, there's an obligation to abunei atzar from animals. Whereas if you look at Ramosha, Dibros Moshe, he also has in Tshuvas a similar formulation. The Yesh Lahavin din Sarva Lechayim Shaprika, right? The paradigm, according to some of the source, is Prika. Animals suffering because somebody loaded it too much. So there's an obligation to be poreg, to take off the load. Chotamur Nehide Sarva Lechayim Doreisa, who Raksha Asu Asos Maisa. There's no obligation, says Ramosha, to stop the animal from having tzar. You're walking up the stairs, you see the cat. There's no obligation to free the cat. Again, it's the right thing to do. And sometimes there are things you have to do because they're the right thing to do. But in terms of, just like you have to feed your kids, right? There's no mitzvah to feed your kids, you know, after they're gnawing, whatever it is. But you're supposed to feed your kids. Meaning it's okay. So Basar Adam, Rav Namitali always talk about Basar Adam. There's no obligation. According to the Menu Shalim, the Ram holds this Isser Esef Basar Adam. But according to the Menu Shalim, there's no Isser Dereis Basar Adam. Does that mean it's moral to eat human flesh? Chas v'shalom. Meaning, so why that's so? Why did the Torah leave it up to man to figure out certain things being right and wrong? It's an interesting question, but that's a fact. Ravitali used to quote the Hakdama of the Doravi. The Doravi is the Sefer Akulin, he's a very nice Hakdama. I think the great grandson of the Chum Sofer, Doravi. That's why I called his name. So he develops this idea in his Hakdama. It's a famous, I think the Hakdama is more famous than the Sefer. But anyway, so says Ramesha that there's no Chiyuv, right? Aval, second line, Kshayesh Lem Tsar, Vibaya Adam Mahasir Tsarab, Eino Machuyuk, the Chazinim had Shayna Machuyuk, Lazun Be'emash Eino Shalom. Starving animal, there's no obligation to feed it. They shall have care. Asher Bistaris Mirav, Imlo ye have saved Labailim, Mize Shetiriv Ezer Shot. Vichain, maybe the Hashem's Aveda, but besides for Hashem's Aveda, there's no Chiyuv to save a starving animal. Vichain, Lo matzino mechuyev l'rapi behemas shel hefker. Right, the animal is suffering; it's ill. You have no obligation. You're a veterinarian. You have no obligation to go and to provide health care for the stray cats. Latzila mitzvia v'chidova. The Hadin Schayim said, "Rak ba'adam midin hashavas kufo behemas shel Yisrael midin hashavas aveda." Okay, so we have a debate here. I'll put it over here on Maisa Ramosha, and over here on Totsah the Shulchan Acharav. But again, as we're going to see soon, this is a greater debate. These are just examples of the sheet. So, when I asked what important question there is to raise, so Zach said, is it the Raisa Drabanan? So, let's analyze that question for a minute. What's the Makar, and whether or not it's the Raisa Drabanan? Now, if it's Drabanan, what's the Makar? Because there's Chazal, you don't need a pasuk. If it's Teresa, so you need something more explicit. So this is a big debate between the Gemara, is Sarab Elchem Teresa or not? And it's a big machalkas lahalacha. What does the Rama hold? Does the Rama hold Teresa? Does the Rama hold Rabbanan? Big discussions. I just want to highlight two sources. And the fact that there is no clear source is interesting. And you know, 6 or 7 days in the Rishon HaKoron, what the source for Sarab Elchem is. So that's fascinating, but in terms of the main sources, so we already mentioned one, Prika. If you look at Rashi and Shabbos Kuf Kaf Ches, Makor 5, Tzar V'Lachem D'Raisa, says Rashi, Shenemar Oz of Taz of Imo, V'Ika Man D'Darish, Taima D'Kra, Mishum Tzar V'Lachem. There's a mitzvah of Prika, and some, there's a day in the Gemara that says that Taima D'Kra is Mishum Tzar V'Lachem. Whereas the Rambam, Mor Nevuchim, quotes an interesting makor. That the Malach told Bilam, "Why are you hitting the donkey? We should go towards chemla rachmanus and not be achzari and not hit animals." So the Ram, again, even though the Ram in Varuchim says it's Doraisa, there's the debate in Yad HaChazaka what he holds, and we're not going to get into it right now. But either way, I just thought it was interesting, these two Makaros, what are you tying them? Which Makar sounds like what? If you learn from Prika, I mean, you say then what?
That's a Totsa.
Makar? Prika. Prika is Totsa, right? Why is it Totsa?
You didn't cause animals.
You didn't do anything. You're just walking on the street, you see animals suffering, you get to save them suffering. But the Rambam's makor and Rav Huchim is what?
That's Bilam hitting the donkey.
Bilam hitting the ark. When you're hitting the ark, what are you doing? You're actively, it's a maisa. So I thought it was interesting that these two makaros point to these two directions. Now, obviously, the difficulty of the second sadr is of the tzad that it's a din in the maisa is that it seems, Rashi quotes, and it seems like it's a very good makar, hazav tazav imo, that's within tzar bali chayim. So you could reject it, that's not the makar, you learn like the rabbah. But the Rav Moshe, we saw in source number 4, was bothered by this. Yesh l'havi nin tzar bali chayim shem aprika, shalachor atamua. He's bothered, he's assuming like Rashi learned from prika, and he assumes it's a din in the maisa, so prika isn't a din in the maisa. So I saw here an Eishel Avram from Bochach. There are a few Eishel Avram. So the Prima Gadim is famous for writing commentary on the Magen Avram called Eishel Avram. But there was another Eishel Avram. There are few other Eishel Avrams. One of them was a Hasidisha from Bochach. Bochach is the city where Shai Egon was from. Anyway, so he has a discussion. Rechaim Simon Shinhei talks about milking cows. Big discussion in the Chronicle. How do you milk cows on Shabbos? So he writes like this: Kibitzad Savik Dereisa Shavitzar Alechayim Levad Yamakom Tzad Ula Ikra Iser VeTorah Haktosha Hushaosa Biyado Tzad. So he says, Ulai, he's not sure. Ulai, the Ikra Iser is to actually actively be mitzayir. Then in the Maisa, the guy misses Prika Yose Shavitina Shesham Anu Chazal Geder Shavar Alechayim. Oh, so he's like he's bothered by the same thing Rav Moshe was bothered by. If it's really an Iser to do it actively, how can we learn it from Prika? Sham yesh geder asiya, the azina basar tchilas hatina shehitin alea kol kach ad shal yedei kach yesh la achshav tzar. So what does he say? Fascinating suggestion. It's a very mechudish.
I asked if it's in a prika, doesn't that prove there's no maisa? Didn't do so. So what does he say? You have a maisa by prika. What's the maisa by prika?
Someone else.
So that's the difficulty. It's somebody else's maisa.
Somebody else was tolei. So, I'm passing by, I see the animal, you know, having difficulty, there's a heavy load. I send our makusher to the maisa, which is very chudish. It's makusher to his maisa, so he wants to have his cake and his too. It's din the maisa, but you have a maisa, my prika. The maisa of loading the animal and somehow misyaches to you as a passer buyer, and then maybe call you something like that, and you have to now be porek because of his maisa. It's kilu, you're actively, you know, I mean, the different ways of formulating it. You have this also in terms of lots of device, meaning you're a Kohen and a base in a Ba'is, and there's a Meitz. So you don't leave. Are you in the Meitz if I'm not leaving? So there's a true suggestion about this discussion. How do you define a Meitz? I mean, you put on a. Okay, it's easier if you put on Shabbos. So now, and if you don't wear Shabbos, I'm not. I put it on 5 minutes ago. Now somebody told me Shabbos, take it off. I don't take it off. So am I chayv malchus for that? That's clearly a chayv malchus for that. Why are you chayv malchus? You're not doing a maisa. So there you can say, well, you put it on. If you put it on, so now you're wearing it. Wearing it is a maisa. Wearing it is a maisa. Even though you're not actually doing anything by wearing it, you're just sitting on your sofa wearing a Shabbos coat. You know, but we put it on, so we have it here, something else to the maisa, we somehow consider it to be a maisa. Okay. You know, you see how Nidchak he is because he really believes it's been in the Maisa, and he also believes that the Makar is Prika, so he says, you have a Maisa. Yeah.
Well, with the Shatnez case, so the Pun says, Vol Tilbash,
right?
So on one hand, you could say, I mean, don't put it on, but it like lends itself to both, don't wear, you know, don't be low, see
it. It's clear that you can't, that even wearing is also, the question is it Lashim Bish Maisa? Maybe Makar's wear. Meaning, I think it's clear.
You have a Maisa in order to get Makar's.
You need a maisa to go to get malchus. Okay, this is a big tzugi. I'm not getting into that. I'm just bringing it as a mashal. But either way, the point I'm trying to make is that the two makaros might point in different directions. Bilam might be maisa oriented, Prika might be more tzotzah oriented, and the Eishel Avram of Bochach is trying to say that no, I can pull Prika and I can say it's still maisa oriented. You learn from Prika because the maisa of wearing it of loading it, it's almost piachet to the first passerby who sees the animal suffering under the heavy load.
Did you learn from Bilam that he's in the Torah, he's writing in a way of.
It's also Mufurish, yeah, it's a Chiddush, as the Rambam writes in Mordechai Ruchin. It's not found in the classical. Of course, some people don't like Makaros Mordechai Ruchin for lack of discussions. People usually, use them when they're convenient. So,
it's like he has a lot of these maruchim that are, you know, seem to be anti-halachic or problematic, let's say. So there's a cool question to have with the maruchim, you know, in terms of it's important philosophical work. The question is, to what extent is it significant in a base Spanish discussion? So, like I said, I think the minhag is to use it when it's convenient. Okay, fine. In any case, the Minchas Chinuch here has an interesting thing, which he says Misfara, which I think is very interesting. Says Minchas Chinuch, if Tzara L'chaim Doraisa, then it would include even the case that Yossi described before of walking by and seeing the cat suffering. You didn't do anything. The cat got stuck on a fence. Your obligation to free it from the barbed wire. But, says the Minchas Chinuch, but if it's only Drabanan, aval, the last line, one Amar Sabal Chaim Drabanan, Nira Drabanan, lo gozru rak with sire of Alechaim Yadayim, aval hatzi lo saw, efshar to lo omru klal. Efshar to lo omru klal. He's not sure. He says that maybe that this Drabanan wouldn't include. So this is like just a basic assumption he's making. He doesn't make any raya. We'll see, hopefully, at the end of this year, that some will say the exact opposite, but he's arguing that Sabal Chaim Drabanan includes even saving the animal from sar, tutsa. Whereas in Strabonim, Chachamim only said, don't hurt the animal. They didn't obligate you to save the animal if it's having time. So that's the first nafkamina. The second nafkamina is the question of Amir al-Akum, Groma, Katan, who's doing it, is based in Mitzuvim Lafrijo. Just briefly, if you look at the Prima Gadim, source number 9, he's wondering if you can tell a goy to mitzar an animal. Amir la'akum. There is a question in general. We know in Shabbos you can't tell a goy to do a malach on Shabbos. Is that like all misurim? So the Gemara Metziah tells us the chok is there, but it seems like according to the many majority of the way they set the conclusion of the Gemara, there's an issur drabanan by all misurim. I can't tell a goy to neuter an animal. I can't tell a goy to do any issur. Again, we're assuming that the goy is not misuvim. On that, meaning I'm assuming that Goy is not Mitzvah Mitzvah Lechaim, which is the Pashas, so it's Shiva. No, there is some discussion about that. Neutering animals is an example where it could be Goy not Mitzvah and serious. But assuming a Goy is not Mitzvah and serious, can you tell the Goy to neuter the animal? So let's assume that a Goy is not Mitzvah Mitzvah Lechaim, and that you're allowed to tell a Goy to Mitzvah an animal. So are you allowed or not? So the Prima Gadim says, like the Akum, he named Tzara L'chaim D'Rabbanan, Yishlomer D'Amira D'Rabbanan, Kishvus T'Shvus, B'Shari Surim, Yishlomer D'Shari. If you assume that Tzara L'chaim D'Rabbanan, tell the Goy to do Issa D'Raisa, that might be Asur. Tell the Goy to do Issa D'Rabbanan, if you assume Tzara L'chaim D'Rabbanan, I'm telling a Goy, which is Issa D'Rabbanan, to do an Issa D'Rabbanan, it's two D'Rabbanans, so B'makom Mimitzvah, B'makom Tzorech, maybe it should be allowed. Now, what does this assume about the Issa? Amira, Ma'akum, Grama, Katan, Mitzuvin, Lafisha, second Akumina. A couple of Akumina, 21. What does this assume?
That's a good start. It's not right. Well, I guess.
Is that right?
It depends on how you look at it.
I was going to say that if it's about the Maisa, so I'm telling the Goy to do a Maisa, the Maisa is Issur Rabbanan. So I'm Issur Rabbanan. But if it's about the Totsah, in the end of the day, the animal's suffering. So I should be usher for me to tell the goy to cause the animal to suffer. Because if I see an animal suffering, I have to stop it. So how can I tell the goy that? That's what you're trying to say?
Yeah.
That's what you're saying? Okay, apologize. Fine. So if you look here at the Chamsov, that's what he says. Just like Josh. Mikol makom hashta the usher rachmana la'achsam migzerat zasakasuv ha'over v'chosem over gamal isur tzar balechayim. He's talking about when you thresh, the animal is threshing, so there's isur of chasim. You have to let the animal eat. So can I tell a goy to put a muzzle on the animal? That's what he wants to say. V'hashta hachanami im osru chazal amira l'nochri. Afakav to be drabanan ba'alma osru. There's an isur drabanan tell a goy to do an isur. So to tell a goy to do tzavah l'chaim is an isur drabanan. And for the goy to do it, and tzavah l'chaim itself is an isur drabanan, according to this opinion. Yikol ha'kom imela yi'ofar ha'drabanan over al tzavah l'chaim doraisa. So I think he's actually not working with the Prima Gadim's assumption, Tzar B'chaim Tzoraisa. He's working with the assumption, Tzar B'chaim Tzoraisa. He's working with the assumption, Tzar B'chaim Tzoraisa, but tell a goy is Drabanan. But he says, if I tell a goy to do an Issur Drabanan, just a second, Mikomakom he over the rabbanon over al sarvel chaim deraisa. The hash tavi ibaya besavik deraisa yispe mishum sarvel chaim lo. I have to go back to get the exact details, but I think what he's trying to say is that it's like a drawset, that the more Tosaf oriented I am, the more I'll say it's not okay to tell a guy. Because it's very nice that that telling the guy is a Rabbanan. But at the end of the day, even if the animal on its own got stuck on the barbed wire, I have obligations to free it. So how can I tell a guy to do that? You hear what I'm saying? Yeah.
You're creating a reality where the animal will be suffering.
Right.
But at the same time, in this specific instance, you can't do anything about it once it's done.
What do you mean you can't do anything about it?
I mean, once the animal, once the guy forms action on the animal, it's neutered, you can't undo it, I'm assuming. So,
well, neutering animals is not a question of tzar. That's a separate issue of serious. I'm talking about, you know, can I tell a guy to the tzar animal? So the Prima Gaudium seems to assume that it's like a regular din of Shvus to Shvus. The Chassam Sofer, again, he's making a different assumption, so it's a little bit so fair to pit him against the Prima Gaudium, but the what comes out of the Chassam Sofer is that you have to look at the Totsah. And he's pointing out that at the end of the day, the animal is Tsar, so I have an issue. So therefore, I won't be able to apply the principle of Amira la Amira, or of Shvus to Shvus, in this case. If you look at, there's another Shuv in some Sofer, so number 11, he's talking about telling a goy to kill an animal, and the concern is the goy is going to kill the animal in an inhumane way. We know that Shchita, even though the goy don't seem to recognize this, but Shchita is a very humane way of killing the animal. And if you tell the goy to kill him, he might just kill it through Nechira, and the animal's going to bleed to death, it won't be a quick, painless death. So if I have animals, and the goy want to buy them and eat them, so if I already sold them, they're already theirs. But let's say they're going to kill the animal in my rishos before they bought them. So is that an issue? So that's what he's bothered by. Nachzor lehanal. Ta'akash eina maisa nitzav efshar lakumi amashari amira. After he shlomer the mashkasa v'chinuch betam shchita v'natzav v'davku v'saki chena pogam mishum delon nitzar balichayim. The chinuch writes, the reason we have to do shchita is we don't want to cause tzar to the animal. Yosem midai, not too much tzar, shesar yichlanu. Imkein, hakanai maisa nechira nitzav. So he says that they have killing through just stabbing the animal, that would be problematic. Lo yavina leitayim v'deshkita kanal. Mikolokom halo ein anu omrim l'goy sheinchor. We're not telling the guy to kill that way. Maybe it's going to take on a chalav and he's going to shak the kitas. He won't say a bracha. Okay, he doesn't say a bracha. He's a guy. But he won't cause animal. We don't know how the guy is going to kill the animal. The guy wants permission to kill the animal. Give him permission. He could kill it in a very achzari way. He could kill it in a more humane way. We don't know what he's going to do. So it's not our responsibility. So the Chassam Sofer is bothered by the fact that when had I told the guy, kill him with nechira, that would be problematic. Why would that be problematic? What's he assuming?
The
Tosa is the Tosa, exactly. It was in the Maisa, so how would it be an issue? And likewise, if you look here, it told us Yaakov, this is a lutefish, a gadol. He corresponded with an Etsi, with Mrs. Zalman, Yaakov's at Kahana. He has like this. Yishlon, the one of tells us that Kata Okalavelos ain't best in the Suman Afrisha. That a katan is doing an iser, so there's no obligation for Bezdin to stop the child from doing isurim. Okay, how that works with Din of Chinuch, it's an interesting question. Maybe Chinuch is an essay, maybe it's Din of Bezdin versus the parents, but either way, there's a Din of katan ochal velas ain Bezdin mitzuvin lafishim. So, sugya in Yavamos, Kofi Dal. So, asks the Tobos Yaakov, what if happens that a kid is abusing a cat? What do you do? Bezdin mitzuvin lafishim or ain mitzuvin lafishim? So based on Sugin Yivamas, you think, Eid Bezdin Sugin Afrisha. So it says, so it's Yaakov, Nira Lomar, nearly Lomar, Tad Avinu, Be Yavamos, the Chod of Ochal Avelos, Eid Bezdin Sugin Afrisha, Tafka, Bitvarim, She'ena, She'yakim, Lezu Lasso, L'shom Baal Chai, Aval Haicha, L'shayach, Shum Sa'ar, U'bezayon, L'shem Baal Chai, Az B'chuyavin, Bezdin, La'afrish, Kam, Kitanim. Says to Yaakov, that Bezdin Afrisha, Sugin Afrisha. He's assuming it's in the Maisa, then it's
Tosah. Also
Tosah. Of course, then Tosah. So I would say, sorry, Flahafrish. What? And just to put this on the board.
No, but he's not saying it's a Dirin the he's saying that there's a Tivusa besides the mitzvah in protecting the animal, so it's good to know.
I mean, it's not furish in his lashon. You're right. I think with svara, it fits better if it's not sava. This is not, it makes more sense. If it's not for lefrisha. So we're over here on the board. Sarf lefrisha. Also, what do we say? Milako. We say milako was asar or was her. Amir Lenoch would be Aser. And same thing with Grama. Grama should also be Aser. I'm not going to apply again, I didn't go through the whole nine yards, but there's a question of how you're going to Grama and Halacha, right? Mais Aser Grama Motor. So, by then you saw him in the Torah, not everywhere. The more Mais oriented, the more easily I can apply that Ptur of Mais Aser Grama Motor. The more Totsah oriented, it's very nice, it's Grama, and then they animal sovereign, there's Totsah, it should be Aser. Grama, Aser. But on the other side of the equation, if it's Maisa, like I said, you'd say Amira Muteres, and you'd say Ein Sarich Lachafrisho, and you'd say that maybe Grama might be Muter. It's not Mukrach, but it's certainly logical. Okay? Question?
But in this last case, with the Katan, should we say that if maybe the issue is that we would attribute the child's actions now to you, so it would be on my son, as opposed to...
If it's your child, you might say your child is an extension of you. Although it might only be true by Shabbos. By Shabbos, there's a special obligation, you know, of not just you resting, but also your belongings, meaning your Eved and your child have the obligation to rest. But in general, every person's action is really their own. You're arguing that what? That
if you walk down the street,
you see your neighbor's child doing something. So why then your action? And again, if you're like the Eichel Avram, who says that the Prika is because his action of Te'ina, so your action, you probably could say the same thing, but that's a bit chiddush.
The way to me, in my head, the distinction is with Maisa, again, an example, if a person, you see a person hitting their dog, so then that's Maisa. But then Totsa is, if you see an animal in pain, you have to take away the pain from
right.
the animal.
Right, right.
So in the case with the child, you know, hitting the animal, so then right now there's a Maisa taking place of Tsar Bali.
It's not your Maisa. We say, hey, Maisa, Tsar Bali, a kid is eating a cheeseburger, let me eat the cheeseburger. So he's hitting an animal, let me hit an animal. So it's not a Maisa, it's not my issue. But when we talk to Tzor, I don't want animals to suffer, so I'll say, listen, it's very nice, the kid is not doing anything Israel significant, he's only 9 years old, he doesn't understand the extent of what he's doing. But then the animal is suffering, so even if the animal got caught in barbed wire without the kid, an obligation to free it, certainly I should free the animal from the child who's hitting it. Right? It makes a lot of sense. Next up, Mina Dabshin Miskavi, very similar, here's a tshuva to Sri Deish, Michiel Yaakov Weinberg, one of the Gedolim who survived the Holocaust, he was in Switzerland, and he discussed the question of animal experimentation. If you touch on the question of Thoreles, but in the correspondence he has, if I'm not mistaken, it's with the Chukas Yoav, he writes like this, Adam, what deal for Tarasa is tsari. It's very cute. He's talking about his tsar, you know, about eating the tshuva. Vashir Isa, Lagon, Baal, I think it's the Das Kedoshim, the Halukuf. Das Kedoshim, Shapilpul, Diver, Pemekodim, Lavashin, Miskavin, Bitsar, Bali Chayim. Fish Allah, Mitino, Precursor, Ino, Miskavin, El Lazar, Ina, Aincham. So the question was raised, you know, the animal is, it's really only Ino, Miskavin. I'm trying to get the package from point A to point B, and I load it on the animal. The animal's suffering. I'm not interested in the animal suffering. I'm really interested in just moving the package. It just happens to be the package is too heavy for the animal. So should we prove from here that Dabshim is Kavim is Aser, maybe it's Mutter, he discusses the principle, Dabshim is Kavim, applies to Kol Dar Kula, would apply to Tzar Bali Chayim. So he says, Odia, right, he's telling his Tsar about this Rai, he doesn't think it's a good Rai. But Nishamati v'lo Ovin, Mai Shayachan Eidom is Kavim, Shu Rak Ba'avir, Hanasas Ravim Maisa. Taz Avir, Kavim, Shalom is Kavim, Asos, Lavim Maisa. The principle of Eidom is Kavim applies to an Avir that's focused on the Maisa. The mitzvah of tzar bali chayim is to be mishtateif with the tzar and to save the animal from the tzar. Kama prika, sheim eino porek, eino osa shumaisa, yisra b'kume azeh, el shiyoshu miracho, eino raga mehema. You're standing on the sidelines and you're not getting involved. You're causing the animal, you're letting the animal suffer. V'tora, kitila ala v'shiasa maisa v'atzila v'tzar, in Cain, That's the Avera. The Avera is Eneskavin. They don't come to hell.
So the Sri Deish says clearly that the Isser focuses on what?
Totsah. Thank you. Eino miskaven. Is there a ptur in miskaven? So this is in the Maisa. So maybe say Ulai. Maybe we can apply in miskaven. In the Totsah, right? Efshar liftor mitam eino miskaven. Okay. There is, like I said before, a discussion in the Rambam, if the Rambam holds Tzad Balachayim Soreis is Rabbanan. I'm not going to get into it right now. But there is an interesting Rambam, source number 14, in Rotzeach and Gimel Tes, where the Rambam talks about an animal that belongs to a goy. Is there an obligation to do a prika on an animal that belongs to a goy? So look at the source number 14. The Hemas Tagoy, the Masaj of Israel, the Maya Goy, the Chamber, the Hemta, and the Zog. The Tzad Balachayim Lifra Kolita, the Mishum Tzad Yisrael. What does the Rambam sound like? It's about the Maisa. Just one second, what does he actually say?
Is there a mitzvah
to do prika by a goy?
No.
So that's a machlokes. The Kasimisha says, of course there's a mitzvah to do prika by a goy. Because after all, animal suffering. I don't care who owns the animal. The Rambam's only talking about what? Which mitzvah? There's two mitzvahs, right? One mitzvah is prika. The other is te'ina. Exactly. So the Rambam says, there's no mitzvah to load the goy, help the goy load his animal. That's only from Eva. That's not part of the mitzvah of te'ina. So the Kesavisha is nitchak in the Rambam, and he says Rambam only talking about the mitzvah of te'ina. By prika, there's a mitzvah to unload the animal, because the animal's suffering. I don't care who owns the animal. Even if a nochri owns the animal, in the end of the day, the animal's suffering. So what's Tras saying? That sounds like what?
If you do care, then it's about the Totsah.
If you learn like the Kesef Mishnah, it's like the Totsah.
Because even though it's you're not responsible for the
mitzvah. And then the animal suffering, I don't care what's the animal. But it's a pashas of the Rambam.
It's only Shum Eva, so then it would be, it's a Maisa.
It's Maisa, exactly. So if you look here, there is a Sefer by Rav David Pardo, who is one of the great Sfari Achronim. You go to the Persian Rashi, you wrote a number of Svarim, interesting Svarim. So you wrote a Sefer called Sifri Devei Rav. It's a very strange name for a Sefer, because Sifra Devei Rav is, as we know, is Taras Kohanim, the Sifra. And the Sifri, which is written on the Devei Rav, sometimes referred to as Sifri Devei Rav, the Gvarim in Yuma calls it that way. So he called his Perush the Sifri Devei Rav, which is just an interesting, like, imagine calling, you write a Sefer, you call it Mishnah Torah. So, like, everything's, you know, they were taken. They have Svarim, and many Svarim have the same name. I mentioned before, Shalom Rav, but, like, Sifri Devei Rav is, like, you know, the Sifri. Anyway, he wrote a statement called Sifri Devei Rav, and he writes like this. Then he's like, the Sifri Devei Rav, the Ifr, the Sarah Lechaim, the Reis, Mimahayim, the Dr. Shalom, the Sarah Gedaim. The Din of Sarah Lechaim is only not to actively retire. Look, I got the Din. Ihu lav midi avid elishi ravsa ve'atzma. If the animal is just suffering under its load, you didn't do anything to actively make it suffer. Let me give a tafel atzma atzilu itzara tomorrow. Elim kein he behemas yisrael. Ikan am itzara tomorrow. But goy the leka elam yishum tzara lechani bovan leka chiyuva kemen she'ino ela shev al taisa. We add after no more kein. So basically, what's the Rav David Pardo saying? Like gosh, right? The what? That if the din in the Totsah, then what? You would say that even if it's a famous goy, you'd be obligated to do it. But if it's in the Maisa, he's learning the Rambam's din in the Maisa. And really, there's no chiyuv, even of prika. Not only because of Mishnah. Not only because of Mishnah, there's no chiyuv of prika. If I'm a Hamas Kohen, it's only Shuleiha. Because Tzavah Lechaim's din in the Maisa, it's din what? It's in the Maisa. And there's no Maisa. He has an interesting raya from Hilchos of Avodah. If you look at the source number 16, Ram speaks of Dinva Mesis. Mesis is somebody who tries to convince somebody else to Avodah Zarah, or we deal very harshly with the Mesis. Generally, when it comes to Chiyuv Misa, we try, we tell the Ego, we try as much as we can to save the individual. But when it comes to Mesis, very harsh. So the Ram says, also the Musa, so have us a Mesis, you can't like the person, you never go talk to Avela. Visha Nehemar, the Sone, Azo Tazo Imo. Right, if you see a person, even a sone, is a mitzvah of prika and tina. Yochal ata ozev lezeh tamul omar lotishmal elo. So if you see a mesis, and his shore is having difficulty with the load, is there a mitzvah to the porek? What's the Rambam say? No. It's custom to see free. So the Sifri de Beirav, Rav Tavi Parno, argues that the Makor, the Rambam learned from this din by Mesis, just like there's no mitzvah to be pouring behemoth Mesis, so it goes on the Mesis. And then there's no, we don't care about the Tzav Lechaim. We don't care about the Tzav Lechaim. Why don't we care about Tzav Lechaim? Because it's din in the Mesis, not in the Tzotzah. That's what he wants to say. Now, it's not such a great raya, because you could have argued that by Mesis, really, Tzav Lechaim is din in the Tzotzah. But I have competing values here. The Isser of being nice to the Mesis is so great, they might tell us that even the Tzav Lechaim will forego that because we want to make sure that we have a red line. Somebody who's trying to, you know, a missionary, we can't have any Rachmanis on. Could have said that, but he's not assuming that way. He's assuming that the Mesis is like the guy, and the Rama, when he says Yishum Eva, he's referring not only to the to Prika, to not only to Tina, but even to Prika. There's no mitzvah to Korek of the Hemes Goyim and the Torah because we don't care about the Tzav. Of the Tzav Lechaim, we care about the Maisa. And there's no Maisa, and therefore there's no is. Okay, clear? I'll put it on the board here.
So, Brenton, that's for any guy.
Any guy, Goy or Mesis. Is there a mitzvah of Prika? So, if it's Nila Maisa, what would you say? It's a Goy's animal, right? So we'd say that there's no chiyuv, right? Maybe shum eva, but it ain't chiyuv. Whereas if it's then in the totzah, the animal suffering, I don't care who owns the guy, who owns the animal rather, even if the guy owns the animal, then the day, animal suffering, shmachaya, the patur is only from tina. There's no obligation to help the guy load his donkey, but if the donkey's suffering, even though it's the guy's animal, I have an obligation to take off load to avoid the tsar of the animal. Okay, just briefly, a couple of more nafkaminas. There is an assumption in the Rishonim that Tzav Lechaim is mutter l'tzar of Adam, meaning, I don't know what it feels like for the animal, but you have it, you know, you use it to plow, and you use it to carry loads. It's probably not so comfortable for it. So, why is that allowed? Which time of time, maybe we should be like India. You have to like treat the cow like, you know, a holy cow. You can't do anything. No, we don't say that. To... So this is discussion. Maybe Tzar Gadol is what's Aser, Tzar Katan is Mutter. But even Tzar Gadol seems to be Mutter on Tzarach Adam. Right? Tzarach Adam, that legitimizes Tzar Balichayim. The Isser of Tzar Balichayim is to hurt the animal unnecessarily. If it's necessary for my legitimate need, again, what's legitimate need is an important question. You know, let's say I want to make a lot of money, so I want to take a chicken and put it in a tiny coop, so and have it sit there 24/7, lay eggs. Is that a legitimate need? I want to make money. And then, admittedly, all of us assume that's not a problem. There are people who only eat free-range eggs, and for that reason, they feel like it's not fair to the animals, and to the birds. Ramosha has a truth about this, about veal. They do the same thing when they make veal. Like, they take the animal, they put it in a small pan, and they force-feed it. And he's not so into it. He thinks that force-feeding an animal and just and not letting it move, just so the meat will be so, you know, a little bit different, that would be a violation of Tzav Lechaim. Again, where do you draw the line? In terms of the tzarech, that's an interesting question. But if you look here in the Ran, just for example, he says, V'nira lomar,
The Kevan, the Tzar Bali Chaim Chutar L'Tashmish Shal Adam, Tzar Bali Chaim is Mutar for human usage. So this would be legitimate. If you look at the Reis Yitzchak, this is Reis Kalkana, he is discussing a Mordechai that seems to argue with this. Mordechai wants to say that since Tzar Bali Chaim is Rabbana, and therefore it's Mutar Tzar Chana. Sounds like he was the Reis, it wouldn't be Mutar. Question: how far push it? Shuvin the fellow Reisi, a Mordechai Kosta, which is Tzar Bali Chaim Rabbana, no sphere like a Piskei Arab Mari. So there's some acronym who want to limit this heter. Again, like I said, it's always a question of where to draw the line. But I want to argue that this is how you tell the Arach Akira. Sarek Adam, put on the board. Sarek Adam. So you tell me. If Sarek Adam is in the Maisa, you shouldn't be a sadistic. You shouldn't actively hurt animals. So what am I doing? What am I doing when I am using this animal to causing pain to the animal for my financial needs? Am I hurting the animal or am I making a parnasa? So, are you doing both? Or you can argue that you're not. The answer is to be sadistic. I'm not being sadistic. I'm not being a tzarvi. I'm making a parnasa. So, you might say it's mutter. Because it redefines the action. The action, what the iser is to be sadistic. The iser is to be achzari.
Without a reason.
Without a reason. The minute I have a reason, it's not including tzar b'chaim. The iser is not tzar b'chaim. I'm not being tzar b'chaim. I'm making a parnasa. Again, how far you push that is an important question. You know, maybe I can't do everything for parnasa. But fundamentally, I'm not doing an action of tzar b'chaim. Whereas if I'm a tzar person, right, what might you say?
If the end of the day animal's being hurt,
even though I might have the best intentions in mind, you know, I'm trying to make a parnasa. But the end of the day animal's being hurt, maybe it's a also again. You might still say it's mutter because the hat that are making a parnasa is dofa and tzar bali chaim. But at least you have to contend with the issue. You're not going to redefine the action and say this is not being mitzai, this is being misparnas. If you didn't the maizi, you might redefine the action. This is not called tzar bali chaim, this is called parnasa. Right. Business is business. In the positives, it's usually business is formulated in that, you know, people, they cheat and they lie and they steal. Business is business. Chas v'shalom. But here, what am I doing? Am I hurting the animal or am I doing business? Business is business. I'm not hurting the animal. Whereas if I'm totsari, I might say an end animal suffering, and I don't want to limit this, or even if I don't limit it, I have to someone give a kvash and say that the hetter, make a parnasa, is docha the iser. The Isser Tzar Balchaim, you should know there's a source that discusses putting yourself into danger. Meaning, once upon a time you went on a business trip, you didn't see it on a plane. You went on a boat for 6 months and there was a chance you might go under. So, are you allowed to do that? So, it's foolish. There are Makoros that say you're allowed to be misparnish yourself even though you're going to be in danger doing so. Even though you can't put yourself into danger, like it's just put yourself in danger. Shem Parnasa, you're allowed to. So, Kumi, so Shem Parnasa, you're allowed to do Tzar for Baal Chai. But you have to contend with the Tzar, because at the end of the day, if you're Tzar oriented, there is Tzar. So, Aser, Ve'af, Imutar, it's Medin Dechia. Meaning, I'm going to say that the mitzvah of getting a Parnasa is Doche the Tzar. But there is Tzar, and you have to contend. Another Achmina, question of killing an animal. Is killing an animal included in the Isser of Tzar Bali Chaim? What do you think?
It's a famous note of the Yehud.
Oh, there's a famous note of the Yehud about this, exactly. So, just before we get to the Yehud, in terms of Rishonim, there is a Rimigash. There's a sugya in Vav Basra, in the Chaf, that discusses this. I mean, the Rishonim discusses it there. So, look at the source number 20, the Sheikh Glantz quotes the Rimigash. In the Rimigash, we have this address doesn't appear. Lelamir the shocking lay upasi how aver mishali lekadim. The kevin lava shchitei the shchitasa nami tzar bali chayim hariga he velo shchita. So the Rebbe Gash assumes that killing the animals also includes tzar bali chayim. And the other Rishonim don't say like that. The Rechon Rizayit they disagree. They think that tzar bali chayim is tzar not to kill. The Yehuda that Josh mentions quotes the Gemara Chulin. The Gemara Chulin speaks about story with Rebbe. He wanted Rebbe Pinchas Ben Yair to come to him to eat a meal, and Pinchas Ben Yair didn't want to come. So Pinchas Ben Yair said, "Listen, you have this, like, you know, dangerous donkey in your
I said, I'm going to sell it. I'll sell a donkey so you can come in and have dinner with me. I'm going to lay with an email that somebody else will have this donkey. Of Karina, he'll be Machmet. Machmet, more people will get hurt. A Karina, the rabbi suggested they're going to, you know, cut off its feet. It won't be able to kick anymore. So, as the Yair says, you can't do that. If you cut off its feet, you're going to cause the pain. So then Rabbi has another suggestion, Kakirin, I'll kill it. And the Gemara said, and he says, Oikim al Tashkis. He doesn't say the Sav Alechayim. So, the Rabbi Yehuda and other Akronim are taking this Gemara, that killing is not included in Sav Alechayim. Again, it's Medukarik and Rishonim in Rav Asher Lakoff, who disagreed with the Nimigash, that they don't answer like him. But the question is killing included in Sav Alechayim or not? Okay, so it's a Kalkas. So, what are you telling? How might it be related to Ar Chakira? If Sav Alechayim is about the Maisa, it can't be a. Sadistic, you can't kill animals, you can't hurt animals.
Depends if you think hunting is sadistic or not.
Okay, so certainly there's a tzad to say that, oh, that's the Nevi Yehuda you're talking about, the Nevi Yehuda are hunting.
They're both.
Okay. Yeah, there's another truth about whether or not you're allowed to hunt. So you could say it's winter, it's like an asymptic, a nice thing to do. Okay. Again, if you're hunting not for food, you're just hunting for fun, for sport. In any case, so what are you talking about? Tell me. If it's in the Maisa, you can't hurt an animal. So, l'chora, killing an animal is holshke, or at least the same, right? It's wrong. I'll put it up here. Number 7, hariga. So, if it's in the Maisa, then you'd say that what? It's Basar or Mutter? What do you find?
Asr.
Whereas, if it's in the Tosa, maybe it's a very painless death. I mean, again, you have to ask. Nobody has come back yet. You can't ask animals. A, and B, even if you could, after they're dead, you can't ask them. So it's hard to know. But let's say you kill an animal in a very fast and painless way. So you might say, Tzar Alechayim is Osir, Totsa. But if you kill it in a painless way, what's the halacha? Possibly water. Okay. Another nachmina, I don't have it on the sheet, there is a discussion about what animals this issue pertains to. You can't, hurt a cow, you can't hurt a dog. Can you legally kids, like, want to dissect, like, an ant, like, while it's alive, and cut off its feet? Is that usher to do? Is there a sound about having an ant? So, there's a discussion. I started off with this isser that's mentioned by us in the Gemara of eating before you feed the animals. So there is a discussion. Like, you have to, like, you know, feed your fish before you breakfast. You have to feed your, you know, is it only by, like, your cows? And so the Yaivitz, Yaivitz has the truth about this. So he doesn't think that an animal that's not a bar malacha is included. He might be working with the kar tov issue. It's a question of, you know, feeling a debt to the animal. The malacha for you, you have to feed it first. You don't have to feed your fish in the morning before you breakfast. That's the debate. I mean, he assumes that. He's actually texted Tzar Alechayim, and he assumes Tzar Alechayim by small animals, by you know. So again, what are you talking about? You see your child. I mean, this touches also on the question of the Tzuvim Afrisha. So forget about children. Let's say you're an adult. You enjoy, you know, taking, cutting off legs and ends. Is that usher or is that mutter? Again, I wouldn't recommend it. But Yitushim and Bale Chayim Ketanim. Is there an issur of Sarv Alechayim by these animals? So, touches also on the question of psychology. We have a psychologist here in the room. So tell us, animal psychology. Is it animals feel Tzar? Let's assume that. What about insects? Does the ant feel like they have a nervous system? I don't know if you're a psychologist. I need to talk to him. Does he have a nervous system? Yeah, like he can feel where when you take off his leg, pull off the ant's leg. So, if we make an assumption that there is no pain for the ant, which it might be incorrect, I don't know, but let's assume there's no pain for the ant. So, if you tie the saw, what do you say?
If we assume that they don't feel
pain. They don't feel pain. And, the mosquito, we rip off one of the legs of the mosquito, there's no pain. So, if we tie the mice, so what would you say? You're doing it, it's a very sadistic thing to do, to take a living organism and start ripping it apart. When it's out of the Totsara,
it doesn't feel
anything, which I don't know. If it doesn't feel anything, maybe it should be. It should be what? Okay.
So,
yes.
An opportunity would be, let's say you have an animal that is in pain.
Right.
An animal that's dying, and if you prolong its life, it will be in pain as opposed to letting it die.
There are two issues. One, should I actively kill it to stop its pain? And one question is, should I prolong its life to have it live more in pain? So you're more interested in the second. You give a dog is suffering,
right.
It has cancer, and you could either put it out of its misery, put it to sleep, as they say, or you could prolong its life, give it chemo for another 6 months, but it'll be in pain. And this actually happens. People spend money on their animals. Yeah, whatever. Okay. People get very kosher, they're very connected to their animals. So. There's actually an interesting Rabban. The other Rabban.
About
Esna Zona, the Kid Kalev. So what's wrong with the Kid Kalev? So tempering it to the Beis Hamikdash. So the fashion is like Esna Zona, it's like it's Bazaar. You sold, a sheep for a cat, you've traded a sheep for a Kalev, you're gonna give that to the Beis Hamikdash. She's like Esna Zona is like inappropriate. The woman for her services received a sheep, you're gonna bring that to the Beis Hamikdash, it's past nit. So you might say the same thing, that's a Kalev. Rabag says that a person is very kosher to their dog. The dog, that's their strength. So if a person, and the whole point of Korban is to connect to you, Lashon Kirva, to connect you to Hashem. So if you're willing to sell your dog for a sheep, then there's something wrong with you. You can't connect Hashem with that sheep. So that's like other opposite perspective. Anyway, I don't want to get sidetracked, but the question you're raising, Yossi, is that what? If you want the animal to be alive because you like having a dog who has another 6 months of life, it's going to be in pain. So you want to say that what? If it's dinatosa, it should be usher to prolong its life if it's in pain? I hear that. But then the mice, so not actively.
Your mice is a good mice, so you're saving.
You're saving an animal, but you're, right. Unless you define that as an act of. Okay. Just to conclude with two dinim, if you look at the Mechamis of Mishnah, there are also two Mechamis of Mishnah, right? That's more than two, actually. But this is a Mechamis of Mishnah from Chelm, Shlomo of Chelm. He was, in his introduction, he talks about the Hasidim in not such a nice way. Now, it's unclear exactly who he's referring to, because he was really the very beginning of Hasidus. So it seems like before the Baal Shem Tov, there were also groups of people who were similar to. People who weren't so into learning and just into externals. So he has very, very strong things to say about them. But the Hasidim took it like he's talking to them about them. And the story is that the Baal Tanya liked the Chidushim of the Mechamis of Mishnah, but he didn't want to look at the Sefer. So he used to ask people to read the Chidushim and tell them what it says. And once it was a particularly nice word that they said in the name of the Mechamis of Mishnah, that such a beautiful word, Shchinta Begalusa. Anyway, in any case, he has a fascinating shtey din. This is Mamash Pakir, the Michas Chenek we saw before. Says Rav Shlomo Chel, for Ulay Gam Yehuda Marav, who holds the Tzarech Haim Saraisa, the Sirelei Tzarech Haim Zumi the Prika Drabban. He thinks Tzarech Haim Saraisa, but only if he can do it actively. If it's like Prika, it's only Drabban. The Rav Hufei Muki Shone the Krab is Sone Yisrael. Kanal. And the Hach Kamer Tzarech Haim Saraisa, the Asur the Tzair Bar Lechaim Yadayim. Helka Kaven, the Yeshua Shoresh Rekara, the Gozer Rabban, the Bito Kli Yichano, the Alosa Yadayim Asur. So Shlomo Chelm argues that Tzarech Haim Saraisa is limited to what? The Tzair Yadayim, the Maisi. Whereas, Nidrabana Tzarech Haim includes what? Even obligating you to stop the tsar, to be the tsar, and that's why if the animal falls into pit on Shabbos, Tzar Lechaim, the Rabbanan would obligate you to buy a muksa to save it, but to be the tsar. Now this is opposite of the Cheskinah. We look back, source number 8. The Cheskinah writes, so Mandam Amar, he says in Hisfara, the Mechaschinuch assumed that if Tzarech Haim Saraisa, then it would include even Monei Atzar, not just actively. But this Rabbanan, Chazar only goes there not to even Tzar Yadayim. Right? That's the Mechaschinuch. The Markevis of Mishnah, he's working with Tzvei Dinim. You see, there's a Din Daraisa and a Din Rabbanan. And he's Din Daraisa is limited to what? To Tzar Yadayim. But Mitzrabana, there's an obligation even to Monei Atzar, because he thought that Rabbana would never do such a thing. He would never be ma'archiv the halacha on such a. It's very, very, you know, you have to run back to save the cat. Because Mitzrabana, there's an obligation to stop the tsar of the animal. The Seder.